礼节美语。
Mickey 刚失业，跟朋友 Suzanne 一起吃饭。 Suzanne 劝他说，这未必不是件好事。他说，
Back at my old job, there were some days where I barely used my brain at all. I just did the same thing over and over again.
So what happened after you got fired? Did a new opportunity come your way?
Not exactly. It took me about a year to figure out that opportunities weren't going to come my way. I learned that you have to create your own opportunities.
So that's when you started your company?
Yep. I always had an interest in gardening, so I thought to myself, there must be a lot of people who also have this interest and would like to have a garden, but don't have the time to set one up.
Suzanne 说，原来工作的时候总是同样的工作来回做。
Did the same thing over and over again.
完全不用大脑。失业后，他用一年的时间才发现，机会不会自己找上门来。
Opportunities weren't going to come my way.
还不如自己去创造机会。于是他决定自己开公司，帮助那些喜欢园艺但没时间整理花园的人整理花园。
So now you go around making custom designed gardens for homes and offices, right?
Yes. I never would have thought in a million years that my interest in gardening would turn into a career. If I hadn't gotten fired, I would have never found my calling.
Hey, that's cool. And it does offer me some hope. I guess I need to do some thinking about what I really want to do.
I'm not saying it's going to be easy.I spent almost 1 year doing odd jobs and trying to figure out what I wanted to do. Not having a stable income can be difficult.
因此 ,Suzanne 开了一家公司专门为公司和家庭
custom design,
量身定做花园。他说要不是被解雇，他死也不会想到自己的爱好竟然会成为职业。
In a million years,
是一种夸张的说法，就是无论如何也不会的意思。正是被解雇才让他最终找到了自己的
calling. Calling is spelled C-A-L-L-I-N-G. Calling.
一个人最适合的职业。他说，不过这个过程也很艰难，他足足打了一年的零工才走出低谷。
Odd jobs.
是零工的意思。Mickey 听了以后深受启发。
Yeah, right now I have some savings, so I'll be good for about 6 months.But if I can't find something after that, it's going to start getting tough.
Do you have a dream or something you've always wanted to do?
Well, I have always had the idea of opening a bicycle store. I'm talking about selling rare, vintage, or special custom-made bikes.
Mickey 说自己的存款有限，撑半年还行，再久就扛不住了。Suzanne 问他有没有什么梦想。他说他一直想开一家自行车店，专卖那些不多见、古色古香或是定做的自行车。他在这里用的
Vintage is spelled V-I-N-T-A-G-E. Vintage.
意思是老式的、古典的。
Interesting. Cycling is quite a trend these days, and if you can find bicycles that no one else has, it just might work.
I've always been interested in bicycles, and I know a lot about them.I never thought I would have a chance to open a bike store.
Give it some thought. This could be your calling in life.
I'll think about it. Thanks, Suzanne. Now, let's eat.
Suzanne 说 ,Mickey 想开自行车店的梦想很有意思，因为现在流行汽车。
It's quite a trend.
Suzanne 觉得 ,Mickey 可以认真地琢磨琢磨。
Give it some thought.
好好想想，没准真能行呢。Mickey 听了很受鼓舞，说从来没想到自己这辈子真能开一家自行车店，实现自己的梦想。